Philip Sample, PS, the teacher and creator, today's date is 06-08-2023. Dictation is for Mr. David York. York spells Y-O-R-K. David spells D-A-V-I-D. Date of birth is 03-09-1969. This is a 54-year-old gentleman here for routine follow-up period. This paragraph, Mr. York has a history of chronic pain, including muscle spasm, post cerebrovascular accident, depression and anxiety, hypertension, migraine, constipation, insomnia, diabetes, GERD. Easier for follow up with these conditions and medication refill, he states. Since we were last seen here, he has had a stroke, which required prolonged hospitalization, preceded by rehabilitation for a prolonged period. I said he's since of being able to ambulate better with severe weakness on his left side. Said his speech is improved, but he routinely has severe headaches for which he takes multiple medication, includes Lyrica, Ferocet, and over-the-counter Tylenol, period. Next paragraph. He says today he doesn't have a headache today. He has no complaints today. Next paragraph. Review systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative except for those mentioned above. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. Changes in his diagnosis. Cerebrovascular accident with left-sided weakness of upper and lower extremities. Next paragraph, physical exam is alert-oriented. In no distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 94% at room air, blood pressure 136/99, pulse 66, respiration 18. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no mental signs. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period, paragraph, cardiac, regular width and rhythm with a grade 2 murmurs on the right sternum, upper sternal border. Next paragraph, abdomen, distended, secondary to mild obesity, no rebound, no guarding, normal bowel sounds, period. Next paragraph, extremities, a full range of motion of upper and lower extremities on the right. Extremities on the left have reduced range of motion with muscle wasting. Strength is 3/2/5 of upper and lower extremities. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times 3. Patient cannot tolerate a tandem walk. He cannot tolerate a Rumberg test. Next paragraph, mood and effect on normal period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is hypertension. Number 2, cardiovascular accident. Number 3, post-CVA anxiety. Number 3, post-CVA depression. Number 5, chronic depression. Number 6, left-sided weakness. Number 7, hypertension. Number 8, migraine, period. His medications were refilled as follows. Alprazolam, 1 milligrams, 1 POQHS for 30 days, number 30. Lyrica, 100 milligrams, 1 POTID for 30 days, number 90. Next medication, Buspar, 10 milligrams, 1 POTID for 30 days, number 90. Next medication, Methocarbamol, 500 milligrams, 1 TOTID PRN for muscle spasm, number 120. Next medication, Tramadol, HCL, 50 milligrams, 1 POBID for 30 days, number 60. Next medication, Senacont, 1 PO every other day, number 90. Next medication, Furoset, Butalbital / APAP / caffeine, Refitter / 300 / 40 milligrams. You will take one POQID for 90 days. You will, is advised to not to exceed 6 caps in 24 hours. Patient says he understand. He was given 360 propranolol, 20 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, and there's no more medication. Labs are drawn today. Labs include CBC, CMP, lipid profile, A1C, correction of thyroid, TSH, T3, T4, vitamin D, PSA and testosterone. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of dictation.